6:06 a.m. We're broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. We have a terrific program for you today. It's Monday, June 13th, 2022. Crom Carmichael, the original All-Star panelist, and I will be reunited at 6:30 this morning. Then at 7:15, the 2020 National Constitution Bee winner. That's the competition that we sponsored through the Star News Education Foundation. Jackson Carter, he won $10,000, an educational scholarship he used to go. He was a graduating senior from Spring Hill High School in Maury County. He used that for his first year tuition at the University of Alabama. He is running for the school board in Maury County. How about that? We always want to have young people involved. He'll be here. We're delighted to welcome him at 7:15 in studio at this very moment. Our new friend, Karen Moore. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I am delighted to have you in studio. You are running for you're running for office.
Yes, I'm running for the State Executive Committee.
State Executive, mm-hmm. Not a public office, but part of the Tennessee Republican Party, State
yes.
Executive Committee.
Mm-hmm.
When functioning
as the
determinant of who's running, who's a bona fide Republican, it's not open, not subject to the Tennessee Open Meetings Act. And not functioning as a Tennessee State Primary Board. This according to the ruling by the Tennessee Supreme Court, unanimous ruling on Friday. Now tell us a little bit, Karen, about yourself.
Well, I have been involved in politics since 2010. I first got my feet wet by organizing a poll watching party. I wanted people to learn to election integrity is very, very big in my book. And ever since then, I have been involved. I've been on the county party here. I've been on the bylaws committee.
So you're part of the Davidson County Executive Committee?
Well, not currently. Right now, I'm on their bylaws committee. I rolled off of the committee, but I was on it for about 7 years.
For the Davidson County?
Yes, for the county.
Got it. Mm-hmm. And Jim Garrett's current chairman. Current chairman.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Davidson County Republican Party sponsoring a debate.
Yes.
Fifth Congressional District candidates a week from tomorrow in Madison at 6 p.m. I'll be the moderator there. If all goes well, you'll be able to watch that live at TennesseeStar.com, if all goes well.
Yes, and that's what I love about these congressional candidates here. They are willing to reach down to the local elections and support those candidates. Todd Pembroke and Kelly Phillips for school board.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're helping them out.
Exactly. Now, so tell us a little bit more about yourself. Where are you from originally?
Okay.
What do you do for a living?
Yeah, I was born in Florida. My father was a programmer for the NASA Apollo program down there. Yeah.
Did he watch the right stuff and all those?
Oh,
movies?
I'm sure. Yeah. He watched all that and he saved
Apollo 13 a bunch of
memorabilia for us. But then they decided my mom was homesick. They went back to their home state of Kentucky, and I was raised in Lexington, Kentucky.
Raised in Lexington.
I know. I do bleed blue, but
do you bleed blue?
Yeah, I really do.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of us down here. The blue mist is everywhere.
So here's the good news though for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Blue Mist. It's not that far to be a Blue Mist fan and move down here into the Volunteer State.
Right.
Me, I'm a Yankee.
Oh, yeah.
But I've lived here for 31 years.
Well, I've lived here for 33.
Well, more than I. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you've lived here for 33 years, you have a good sense of what Tennessee's all about.
I absolutely do. And I've been out. I've put in a lot of sweat equity. I've helped support a lot of candidates. And that's what the mission statement for the State Executive Committee in their bylaws is. You're supposed to not only grow the party, but you're also supposed to identify, support, and get them over the finish line candidates. And I've been doing that for about a decade.
Now, when were you on the Davidson County Republican Party committee?
Yeah, I joined that about 2015. I just rolled off.
Just rolled off. Mm-hmm.
1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so tell us a little bit briefly, how many members of the State Executive Committee are there?
The state,
go ahead.
Yeah, there's 66 members. The state's divided up into 33 state Senate districts, and I'm running for Senate 20.
Okay.
And there's a male and female.
Male
for each
and
one.
Female.
So there's 66 members.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we'll have more with our friend Karen Moore, who's running for the State Executive Committee here at the Tennessee Republican Party. State Executive Committee in the 20th District. You're listening to the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy. We'll be back after this. It's 6:17 a.m. in studio with us, Karen Moore, who is a candidate in the August 4th election. It's a primary election, but this is the final election for officials, executive committee members in the Tennessee Republican Party. You were telling me earlier there are 66 members.
Correct.
One man and one woman from each of the 33 Senate districts. Mm-hmm. You are running as the woman for the seat for a woman in the 20th State Senate. What does the 20th district cover? What's the geographic dimensions of it?
It's all within the boundaries of Davidson County, and it's almost like a letter C.
Okay.
Around the county. Yeah. It's mostly concentrated in the west and the south.
In the west and the south of
yes.
Davidson County.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, tell us a little bit more about yourself. What's your professional background, Karen?
Yes. I hold a degree in education. And so...
Now, where did you get your degree in education?
I started at University of Kentucky. And then
a Wildcat!
Uh-huh. And then I married and I've completed my degree at David Lipscomb University.
David Lipscomb. Mm-hmm. No. Well,
yes.
Right here in Nashville,
mm-hmm.
Church of Christ affiliated school.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, have you taught?
I actually got pregnant when I was student teaching because I was married. And so I finished my degree when my daughter was two.
Mm-hmm.
And then I utilized my degree teaching it for inner city ministry and for church. I did not get a classroom of my own, but
so
I keep up with education topics.
How many children do you have?
I have two children.
What do they do?
My daughter is a speech pathologist here in town, and my son is going to be a junior at Harding University in Arkansas.
It's Searcy, Arkansas.
Yes.
All of our Church of Christ listeners know where Harding is in Searcy.
That's right. You got to want to be there. You got to know where it is to get there.
Yeah. Well, of course, you know, the Church of Christ has a vibrant group of colleges, mm-hmm. Pepperdine.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And out in Malibu, California.
Mm-hmm.
Abilene Christian
mm-hmm.
in
Texas.
Abilene, Texas,
mm-hmm.
out in the mm-hmm. West Texas desert, mm-hmm. I suppose you could call it. Harding
mm-hmm.
in Searcy, David Lipscomb University here.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there's a fellow that I worked with in Power Oversight who attended Harding University.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's got a very strong record. Lots of people from Nashville go to Harding University.
My son, I think from his high school alone, I think he had 12 of his classmates that went with him.
Mm-hmm. So what does your husband do for a living?
My husband helps with troubled companies. He's his business here in town is Tortola, and he travels and helps them try to stay out of bankruptcy.
Huh. Boy, he's a busy man these days, I would guess.
He has done some traveling, yes.
He's done some traveling. Good. Well, tell us why, of all the things you could do with your life, why are you at this moment in time running for the state executive committee? What's your agenda? What do you want to accomplish as a one member of the 66-member Tennessee Republican Party state executive committee? You'll be on the ballot.
Right.
August 4th.
Well, I think that what I bring to the table is high energy and a lot of experience, and I fulfill the goal stated in their bylaws of what they want a member to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing it for a decade, so I bring a lot of grassroots sweat equity.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to get out there and identify candidates. I'm not afraid to call a principal that I know and say, hey, you know, if they're retiring or whatever, would you be interested in running for school board? How about, do you know a involved parent that would run for school board? I seek out ways. I kind of think outside the box. This year, since February, I've been communicating with the 1776 PAC to see if they would invest in Nashville for our school board candidates.
And who are they and have they?
Well, they're still in contention. They hadn't made a decision yet. I actually emailed them this week because I was hoping to have an answer.
Who was the 1776
pack? The 1776 pack, it was started by Ryan Gerdesky, and that was after the CRT was discovered by Christopher Rufo. And so it's a national pack where they invest into local school board races for people that want to get politics and sex education, the sexualization of children out of schools. And so right now, of the candidates that they support, they have an 80% success rate.
Let me ask you this question. If you could explain to our audience, what's the difference between the role that you played as a member of the Republican Davidson County Committee and the role you would play, if elected, as a member of the State Executive Committee?
The Davidson County, we focus mostly on local races. I mean, I may have, as personal, support a federal candidate myself, but we really tried to focus on local races. As far as the SEC, you're more involved with across the state, all the races across the state. So that include the federal seats there.
How would you say the Davidson County Republican Party has done fielding candidates in local races?
Well, as being a member on that, in the city that we're in, we have really boomed since 2020. People are ringing our phones off the hook. Before that, it was very hard work because, like say, the judges' race, people are very disappointed there. I spoke with tons.
You say people are, you say
the lack of candidates.
That is one thing that strikes me about this ballot. Of course, Crom Carmichael, who'll be here, came in and said, there's like 20 different things to vote for. But in his district, he said, there's only one Republican I can pick.
Right.
So 19 missing.
Can I speak on that? Well, of the lawyers that I spoke to, they don't really want to step out because there's a lot of backlash.
Because they know they're likely to lose.
And they don't want to stand before a judge that they
opposed.
Exactly. I mean, it's kind of like it's so, I mean, I really wish judges' races were nonpartisan because I think all citizenry, if they're going to be judging you, all citizenry should have a chance to vote on who's in that office. But like those of us in leadership of the party, we can't vote for them because there's no one on the ballot. But we have tried.
You also have some endorsements.
I do. I helped do some fundraising for Congressman Burgess Owens from Utah. His district was not very wealthy in Utah 4, and I was helping to do some fundraising for him. I got his endorsement. And also our local Congressman, Dr. Mark Green.
Mark Green from the 7th Congressional
District. Yes, the 7th, going to be the new 6th, which will have some of Davidson County. And his swath of Davidson County is part of my district, so I wanted to reach out to him.
Changing the name of his district to the 6th.
To the 6th, yes.
And what will John Rose's current 6th district become?
Not
the 6th, something
yeah,
else.
Yeah. I haven't looked into that.
We'll find that out and report to our listeners. What's your closing argument to our listeners? And if you want to figure out where the greatest number of voters in the August 4th primary here in Davidson County, or where they're listening to right now, it's in this program.
Right.
So here are the potential voters. What's your closing argument?
Closing argument.
For Karen Moore, for the State Executive Committee, 20th District.
Yes. I bring more experience. So I want you to remember Moore with my last name Moore. I bring more experience.
Okay, now that's quite good.
Thank you.
Moore. How long did it take you to figure that out?
A little while.
Nicely done.
And the endorsements that I just mentioned, and also that actions speak louder than words. Everyone can have ideas and say, hey, I want more candidates, but what are you doing? And I've been out there doing. I have been out there identifying candidates and helping candidates. Just this weekend, I was door knocking for Kelly.
Kelly Phillips. Yeah.
Kelly Phillips this
running
weekend.
Running for school board.
School board 4.
Uphill bite, a battle, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but she's out there. She's putting the sweat equity in.
Well, look, if you don't show up and try,
you're
not going to. You're not even in the game. And you got to show up.
And I've also been in the community doing things that's on the Republican platform and reaching people that way. And I fight for causes, not just candidates. Mm-hmm. So I was a pretty integral part in the grassroots effort to stop the recent property tax. I was out there trying to get the message out. And I did, yes on one, the income tax, the no tax for Nash. I mean, I had my fingers in trying to help the citizenry and uphold, our
So it our sounds economics. Like your closing message is, I've been out there working.
I've been out there working, and I will continue to work.
And you'll continue to work. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Karen Moore.
Yes.
A candidate for the Republican State Executive Committee in the 20th District here in Davidson County. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
We'll have more with Crom Carmichael, the original All-Star panelist, when we get back. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.